But over the last really 24 hours, I've gotten several emails, messages, text even, just asking what do I think about the organization Black Lives Matter. And the reason many people were upset was because the organization Black Lives Matter, on their website, I'll link to it in the description, it takes some stances that do clearly go, I'll throw it up on the screen here, that do clearly go against Christian orthodoxy. So a lot of people are saying, hey, where do you stand on this? So this video might upset people on every spectrum. This video is geared primarily towards Christians, if you're watching it. If you're not a Christian, this video might upset you. If you are, it might still upset you. So let's talk about it. All right, so I'm just going to come right out of the gate and say it. I am not affiliated with, nor do I support, all of what the organization Black Lives Matter stands for. I believe that there are many aspects to the Black Lives Matter movement that are outside of Christian orthodoxy. You know, I could go through all of the things on this list, but I mean, one that sticks out right here, it says on their website under the We Believe, it says we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure, right? And then it goes on to talk about what they believe. But I personally believe that the family structure is seen in scripture and necessary for the flourishment of society. And so I'm not gonna endorse an organization that clearly goes against what scripture teaches. So that's my first thing I'm gonna say. Number two, do I think Christians should use the phrase Black Lives Matter? Well, let me say this. I completely, wholeheartedly, 100%, I need more adjectives, enthusiastically, unreservedly, strongly, heartedly, fervently, I think you get the picture, I completely reject the notion that using the phrase Black Lives Matter is inseparable from the movement itself. I think people can use the phrase Black Lives Matter without associating themselves with the movement Black Lives Matter. Part of the reason I'm saying this is because the vast majority of people, especially those who are Christians, that are using the phrase Black Lives Matter are not saying that they're proponents or adherents to the movement itself. No, we're just simply saying that Black lives matter. Not that they matter more than other lives, but that they matter as well in a world where it doesn't always seem like our lives do matter. Now, I know that even me saying this, a counter argument could be, well, you know, even by just using it, you're unintentionally promoting an organization that promotes things that are antithetical to Christian orthodoxy. And to that, I'd say, well, number one, I think that's a false dichotomy. I mean, in this whole conversation that we're having about race, one of the biggest problems that we're always seeing is we're always limiting people's options to this or this. Either if you use this phrase, you're standing behind everything that movement represents, or you can't use the phrase at all. When we use that mentality, I think we're changing the majority use of that phrase. Yes, words do have their meanings, and it's so important for us to understand what we're saying and what that represents. But again, the majority of people who are using that phrase are not using it synonymously with being a part of that organization. There are phrases and slogans and words that are inseparable from a movement or an organization. I think one of the most well-known examples, and I'm not going to put a picture of this on the screen because this video will get demonetized, even though it probably already will, is the Nazi symbol, right? A few years ago, there was a clothing company, I forget what they were called, but they launched a clothing company where they wanted to redeem the swastika. And so they started putting the swastika on everything and trying to say like, hey, this was originally a symbol for peace. And so we want to bring that back and redeem the meaning. Everyone's like, no, like you can't do that. Everyone associates that with the Nazis, right? And so it didn't work out well for them. However, like I said, I believe when the majority of people are using this phrase, we're not using it to try and attach ourselves to the organization, which is antithetical to Christianity, but we're just trying to simply say that Black Lives Matter. And I think that many of these other beliefs that people are against and rightly should be against were added on to this movement over time. My concern with this whole argument that if you use the phrase Black Lives Matter, then you're becoming part of this organization, or really my concern with even having to make this video that I really did not want to make, is that I'm starting to realize that this is an endless conversation, and that no matter how people of color choose to express that they're hurting, it won't be acceptable. I think part of the reason is because many people, especially people in the church, come to these conversations of racial reconciliation or racial injustice with an attitude of suspicion and assuming the worst in people. I mean, just look through the past several years. People are hurting, so they decide to take a knee and say, hey, don't do that. You're disrespecting the flag. Find another way to express your frustration. Out comes the Black Lives Matter phrase. People start saying Black Lives Matter, and then it's, oh, hey, don't do that. Well, what about everyone else? All lives matter. Just a few weeks ago, people start protesting, and those protests start to turn into riots, and it's, hey, I know you're mad, but don't tear down your community. And now, with the phrase Black Lives Matter, it's, hey, yeah, I know Black Lives Matter, but do you know what else this organization stands for? You don't want to tie yourself to that. And I think as Christians, we should evaluate everything clearly. 1 Peter 5:8 says that the devil walks around roaring like a prowling lion seeking to devour. And so we should, to some degree, have a level of suspicion, especially when there's a new trend that comes out and we don't want to just jump on the bandwagon. However, I think what's very helpful is when we seek to understand the whys instead of just condemning the what. I mean, it's a novel idea, but what if instead of seeking to condemn people who are using a certain phrase, we focus on the reason why they're using that phrase? What if we seek to understand instead of just simply assuming the worst? And while we're at it, can we stop trying to politicize race? I got a message that said, hey, do you really think Jesus would wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt? Which, number one, I wasn't wearing one. It said Jesus on it. But ultimately, the answer is I don't know. And I don't think there's a real huge benefit in using anachronistic arguments like that. What I will say is I don't think Jesus would fit neatly into either political party. And this isn't a video about politics, because race itself, I don't think it is political. But I do agree with, I saw a tweet, and it says, if you seek to honor the whole Christ, your liberal friends will think you're too conservative, and your conservative friends will think you're too liberal. So I guess to some degree, if some of my friends on one side think that, you know, I'm wrong for rejecting many of these notions of the Black Lives Matter movement, and my friends on the other side think that I'm wrong for using that phrase, then maybe it's because I'm not trying to appease a certain political party, but I'm simply trying to follow Jesus. And I think by following Jesus and trying to live a Christ-like example and a loving life, I think one of the most loving things you can say to someone who's hurting is, hey, you matter. So in summary, I think Christians can easily utter the phrase Black Lives Matter without condoning everything that movement and that organization stands for. And I know not all of you might agree with me, and that's totally okay not to agree with me. I'd love to know your thoughts on it. So leave a comment, and I'd love to engage and understand where you're coming from as well. And actually, as I close, I just thought of this. Like I said in another video, I wish we could get rid of all buts in conversation about race. But if we have to nuance everything that we're saying in these conversations, just try switching the order. Okay, it'll make all the difference. If you want to talk about the fact that you don't agree with the organization Black Lives Matter, say that first. So instead of saying Black Lives Matter, but hey, I'm not part of that organization, say, hey, I don't stand for everything this organization stands for, but Black Lives Matter. That will make a world of difference as you have these conversations. And if you can't even say, hey, I don't stand behind all of these ideals, but Black Lives Matter, period, not but Black Lives Matter and all lives matter, not but Black Lives Matter, but again, I don't agree with everything they stand for. If you can't just say, you know, I don't agree with the whole movement, but Black Lives Matter, period. If you can't just say that, then maybe it's not the movement you're struggling with, but the phrase itself. But I'm tired, and not tired of making these videos. I love making these videos and love engaging, you know, with you guys in the comments and whatnot. I'm just tired of the fact that everyone has to come to these conversations with an attitude of suspicion instead of an attitude of forgiveness. Like, whatever happened to assuming the best in people? Why? Because I use the phrase Black Lives Matter, do people assume the worst in my intentions? But again, I'm not trying to turn this into a rant. I'm just kind of thinking out loud, which can be dangerous on camera. So I'm going to end this video here. I do have a video coming out on Thursday. Today was the day the vlog was supposed to come out, but I got a video coming out on Thursday about what is Juneteenth. Also, not that anybody cares about this, but on Thursday, I'm finally getting my first post-COVID haircut. So I can take this hat off without being worried about the video being demonetized. But anyway, I'm rambling. Video's over. See you guys.
Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org, both in person and online, worldwide. Blessed to have you on board. Thank you, Steph Helen, our most excellent former DTS Agape Project intern, for sharing this video entitled, Should Christians Say Black Lives Matter? Because in my humble opinion, it does an excellent job summarizing a very complex issue. So our quest today is to speak the truth in love. In this study entitled, Truth Matters, because we as Christians need to have a reasoned response to those three simple words that are indeed a simple truth, yet somehow have become anything but simple. Amen. All right, so let's look at our scripture today. Our scripture focus is found in the book of Galatians in the third chapter. So thank you, O holder of the clicker. Change that slide, if you would. And what should be on the screen is the scripture. And it reads simply, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Now, Christianity, of course, redefined identity over 2,000 years ago. And it is something we obviously struggle with today, right? If you're watching the news, if you haven't been watching the news, you don't know what's going on. Big struggles. Now, Christianity, when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, we are to put on a new identity. And that new identity is meant to supersede or override what we were before. It takes the place of, it replaces, it supersedes. We do that because we now, as Christians, have something way better. Way, way better than we had before, right? But here's the thing. You've got to say bye-byes to the old self. Bye-bye. And that old self is still going to want you to settle for something way less than our awesome Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants for us. And it's something that He shed His precious blood to purchase. And that is simply, we are one. We are one as a result of His sacrifice on the cross 2,000 years ago. Oh, precious peeps. Oh, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time to remind you how much He loves us. But I only have time to point out a few very important facts we simply are not hearing about in this struggle as of late. But you gotta know them. You gotta know this stuff. All right. Oh, brave holder of the clicker, if you would please change that slide. Now, let's look a little closer at the Black Lives Matter issue. And as we've already established, let's start out, as we saw in the video, Black Lives Matter, period. We should all agree with this. No ifs, no ends, no buts. However, what I simply cannot, as a Christian, agree with is the hashtag BLM platform, which is a radical political agenda, and it's disguising itself as a truth when it's anything but. So simply go to the Black Lives Matter website, as our video maker urges us to do, and let's look at two things, okay? These are just, there's probably more, but these are two, and two of the ones that he had pointed out. I wanted to go back over it. I'm going to want to equip you to be able to answer, have an answer, a reasoned response when you are asked about this. Because you will be asked about this. All right, two things. Number one, hashtag BLM, the movement, the radical political movement. Read up on it. They believe in the dismantling of the nuclear family. What do I mean, nuclear family? Not a term we use very often, but it is a family as we have come to know it. And that is a man, one man, and a woman, one woman, and their children, boys and girls. That's just not setting well with them. What do they want to do? I want to break that down. Can't have that. They want anything to go. And they want to create chaos. If you have not seen any of the videos of the protests going on across the world, by the way, highly, highly coordinated. They were not just impromptu. They were highly coordinated. That's a whole nother issue for a whole nother time. But it was to create chaos. That was their goal. And unfortunately, they did a really, really good job. So we have to do better. All right? Amen? Or, in other words, they don't... No, let's not just have families. Marriage? Not so much. Kids? They're all kids. They're all our children. Let's share them all amongst ourselves. It takes a tribe, right? To raise a family. I could get off on a tangent here. But let's stay focused. Focus, Linda. Number two, celebration of the LGBTQ lifestyle. For those of you who do not know what that stands for, it is lesbian, bisexual, what else we got? Transgender. We've got a whole slew of, you know, alternate lifestyles that we're not only to just accept, we're supposed to celebrate them. And, you know, are we shocked? Are you shocked about that? I think we should be. But understand, none of this is new. None of this is new. In fact, I'm reading a book on Audible entitled 10 Books That Screwed Up the World. And I guarantee you, it's a great summer read. Actually, it's a read it should all be on our summer reading list. Because I guarantee you, the ideas that they are espousing are not new. In fact, they're 100 years old. They're centuries old in some cases. They're simply rehashed rhetoric from Karl Marx in his Communist Manifesto. So, precious peeps, I'm urging you, let's not go backwards. Let's continue to press forward towards the goal that is in Christ Jesus. And if you would, oh holder of the clicker, change that slide. And you should have an image on there of a shirt I think we all could embrace. There is only one race, and that is the human race. We have different ethnicities, yes, but as Christians, in accepting Christ as our personal Savior, we're not supposed to be seeing that. We're supposed to be accepting people as our brothers, as our sisters, regardless of all of those other things that may or may not somehow distinguish us as Christians. Oh my goodness. Precious peeps. I look at this and I watch this and it breaks my heart. We as a country, for over a century and a half, it's been over 150 years, our country fought this war, the Civil War. What was it fought over? It was fought over slavery. And I was under the impression it had been decided. It had been decided that there should be no slavery. That we are all equal, regardless of our skin color, regardless of our ethnicities. But no, it seems like we're fighting the Civil War over again. And oh, how the enemy delights to fan the flames, to tear us apart all over again. Ah, that battle was fought and won by Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago on the cross when he said, "It is finished." He meant, "It is finished." So I just simply want to wrap up with a prayer. Join with me if you would. Lord, our only hope is in you. You are the only truth that truly matters. Have mercy on our nation and allow us to open the eyes of our hearts that we may know the truth. And that your truth, not our truth, your truth may truly once and for all set us free. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen.